Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house, did you get that? The Lord's house is speaking of that temple. It shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go up and say, come, let us go unto the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. This is that temple that it's speaking about, that they build that millennial temple that we read about in Ezekiel chapter 40, 41, 42, all the measurements that it speaks of in the millennial reign of Christ. People say, we want to go up there to the house of the God of Jacob. And again, you know I love this part. I can't get away from it. Where he will teach us his ways. We're going to learn from Jesus. Won't that be amazing? Every time I read this passage, I love to get under good Bible teaching. I've been under most all my life. My dad was the greatest Bible teacher that I knew. I got many, many, many years under him. But I tell you what, there's nobody a teacher like this teacher. Jesus Christ is going to teach us. Not only that, he's going to teach us, and we will walk in his paths. And you'd be glad this sin nature is gone, and we're going to walk in his paths the way he wants us to go. There's a message there for you, temple. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and rebuke many people. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ. Why is he rebuking people? Because many are not coming to Christ as Savior. We talked about that last week. And others refuse to worship. We read that in Isaiah and Ezekiel where he says, the rain, I'm going to send drought upon those Egypt or other nations that don't come up to worship. We see it here, that he shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. You cannot tell me that this time that's speaking of has ever happened, because we've always had war. There's always been fightings. It will be that way till Jesus comes. He will be the Prince of Peace. And we read here, there will be no more wars. They're going to beat their swords into plowshares. Other places it's going to take, it talks about where the harvest will take, where the reaping will take, will overtake the people who are planted. How did that go, temple? They overtake it. There's so much out there that they can't get it all. Talking about a land flowing with milk and honey. That's overwhelming with the goodness of God. Okay, so we see there will be a millennial temple. Turn me back while we're there in Ezekiel 47. Also during the millennium, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, back in verse number 40, chapter 47, verse number 12, about that tree of life. That's verse number 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side of on this side and on that side, which shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit be thereof be consumed, and it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because of their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, out of that temple, and that fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Again, we mentioned last week, where the people who enter into the millennium will all be saved people. And they will never die. They will live in their physical body. And Isaiah 47, 12 speaks of that. That same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden. Remember Adam and Eve was there. And we talked about this last week, and I'm going to rehash it. But that same tree of life that God had to drive, the Bible said had to drive Adam and Eve out of the garden, lest man eats of that tree and live forever. That's what God said. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be here today in a sinful body. We see here that same tree that was in the Garden of Eden will be in the millennial reign of Christ. It ain't here yet. I know everybody's looking for the fountain of youth. Everybody's looking for all that makeup and all those vitamins and all, make them young again. Well, one day we're going to see it, okay? Just in the millennial reign of Christ, okay? Let's move on. And then, and by the way, and this tree will once again be in the new heavens and new earth. When we get there in Revelation 21 and 22, we're going to see this tree once again. People are going to live forever. But you see, but in Ezekiel 47, 13, all the way through chapter 48 and verse number 35, it speaks of how God divides the Israel among the children of Israel. The tribes, the boundaries, and I'm not going to read that, but you can see the borders. It goes from one side, and it's quite a reading. But I want you to know that takes place in the millennial reign of Christ. There's a temple that will be built, a sanctuary. There'll be a tree of life. There'll be sacrifices. There will be offerings during the millennium. Now, when we get into the new heaven and the new earth, that will not be there anymore, because now Jesus resides in the New Jerusalem. I'm just saying, I want you to get, are y'all following? Am I going too fast here? Okay. In the millennium, there will be a temple. In the millennium, there will be offerings and sacrifices. We just read that. In the millennium, there will be that tree of life. All that takes place and more takes place in the millennial reign of Christ. Turn back with me now to Revelation chapter 20. Verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, again, it's a literal 1,000 years. I can't understand. I like to watch other folk, you know, and just an idea of what they believe and all. And just recently, I was watching somebody that had like a YouTube thing, and they were talking about the people of Israel. And I won't go into all the details of what they were talking about the people of Israel. But basically, they believe that the church will receive all the blessings, that Israel has forfeited her right. Now, that the church is the one who now is, they're receiving all of Israel's blessings. That could be not farther from the truth. Israel is God's people, okay? And so much here, and you're going to see that. You see that in the millennial reign of Christ. The apportionment of the land and all that's taking place here. The old adage, don't mess with Texas. Well, you can say, don't mess with Israel. God's people. God's people. If you believe differently, you're wrong, okay? You're so wrong. Anyway, verse number 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Let me read the rest of this to verse number 10. And he, Satan, shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, speaking of Jerusalem. And fire came down from heaven, out from heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, here's what I'm going to get to you in this little section of scripture, okay? Satan has been in prison for 1,000 years. The demons, remember we talked about this last week, we apprehended them rascals. Know you not that ye shall judge angels? So during that 1,000 years, there's no more Satan to bother people. The demons have been apprehended. But yet, at the end of the 1,000-year reign, the Bible says that the number of whom is the sand of the sea goes up to fight against Jesus. What does that show us? Well, it shows us the depravity of man. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? Here, Jesus Christ reigned perfectly for 1,000 years on this earth, and yet men still rejected him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.